The morning air is sharp, the kind of cold that doesn't just sit on your skin, but reaches right through your jacket to remind you that winter isn't finished with you yet. I'm standing out here in the gray light, looking at a row of kale and young spinach that should, by all rights, be frozen solid and shattered like glass. But they aren't. They are vibrant, deep green, and perfectly tucked away. Every year, I see folks make the same mistake. They wait for the perfect spring day to start, and by the time they've spent $300 on a fancy cedar and glass greenhouse kit, they've already lost 6 weeks of the growing season. They are chasing the weather instead of commanding it. If you are tired of watching the calendar and waiting for the ground to wake up, you need to understand that the difference between a harvest and a heartbreak isn't a $1,000 glass house. It's about $5 worth of plastic and a little bit of leverage. Today, I am showing you exactly how to claim your ground early. We are talking greenhouse versus low tunnel, extending your season for under $50. Most people look at a professional greenhouse and see a dream. I look at it and see a massive liability for a beginner. Don't get me wrong, I love my high tunnels, but the old way of season extension is a trap of high capital investment. You see a catalog with a beautiful polycarbonate structure, and you think, that's how I become a real farmer. So you save up, you level the ground, you spend a weekend stripping bolts and swearing at instruction manuals, and then, the first windstorm of March catches that plastic paneling like a sail and turns your investment into expensive backyard litter. Or worse, you forget to vent it on a surprisingly sunny Tuesday while you're at work, and you come home to find your expensive heirloom seedlings have been steamed to death in a 90-degree Celsius oven. That is the struggle of overcomplicating the climate. The Farm Fresh way is about microclimates, not macro structures. It's about moving the protection to the plant, rather than trying to build a house for yourself to stand in. When we talk about season extension on a budget, we are playing a game of degrees. A low tunnel is essentially a miniature ribcage of electrical conduit, or PVC pipe, draped in 6mm greenhouse plastic. It sits barely 2 feet off the ground. Now, why does this work better for a $50 budget? Thermal mass. The soil is a battery, it holds heat. In a big greenhouse, you have a massive volume of air to heat up, and air loses temperature the moment the sun drops behind the trees. In a low tunnel, the volume of air is tiny. The heat radiating off the earth stays trapped right against the leaves. You can gain a full hardiness zone of warmth just by hugging the ground. If it's 20 degrees outside, it's a balmy 35 under that plastic. That is the difference between a dead plant and a salad in February. Let's get into the granular tactics, the how-to that keeps your wallet full. If you have $50, you aren't buying a kit. You are going to the hardware store for three specific things: half-inch PVC or EMT conduit, a roll of 6mm clear plastic, and a handful of spring clamps. Most people fail because they make their hoops too tall. Height is your enemy in a windstorm. You want those hoops spaced every 3 to 4 feet. You bend them into a soft arch and sink them at least 10 inches into the soil. If your ground is still frozen, you use a rebar stake as a pilot hole. Now, here is the secret Farm Fresh tip for longevity. Don't just throw the plastic over and weigh it down with rocks. Rocks tear plastic. Instead, use cunning tension. You tie a permanent stake at each end of the row, and you use a bungee cord or a high-tension knot to pull that plastic tight like a drum. If it flaps, it snaps. If it's tight, the wind just slides right over it. I've seen so many gardeners lose their entire crop because they treated the plastic like a set-it-and-forget-it tool. It isn't. You have to think like a mother hen. On a cloudy day, that tunnel is a sanctuary. On a sunny day with no wind, it's a furnace. You must build in a venting strategy. The easiest way is the side tuck. You don't bury the long edges of the plastic. You use those spring clamps I mentioned to clip the plastic to the hoops. When the sun hits at 10 a.m., you simply slide the plastic up the hoops a few inches to let the heat escape. It's manual, yes, but for under $50, you are the thermostat. Another pitfall is moisture. A low tunnel traps humidity, which is great for germination, but a death sentence for established plants if you get gray mold or bot rhytis. You have to reach under there once a week and feel the soil. Just because it's raining outside doesn't mean your plants are getting a drink. The plastic is an umbrella. I've seen people let their winter carrots die of thirst while standing in a mud puddle outside the tunnel. Don't be that person. Watch the soil color. If it's light brown and dusty, get the hose out, even if there's snow on the grass. The result of this shift in thinking is profound. When your neighbors are just starting to look at seed catalogs in late March, you will be harvesting crisp, sweet candy carrots that have been concentrating their sugars all winter. You'll have spinach leaves the size of your hand because they didn't have to fight the wind chill. You'll feel a sense of quiet authority when you walk out to your garden and realize you are no longer a victim of the frost. You've built a system that respects the biology of the plant more than the aesthetics of the backyard. Your zero-cost task for today is a site audit. Go outside right now with a handful of flour or some string. Find your sunniest, most wind-protected spot, usually a south-facing wall or a patch of dirt that melts its snow first. Mark out a 10-foot by 4-foot rectangle. That is your new early harvest zone. Don't worry about the weeds or the mud yet. Just claim the space. Next time, we're going to talk about soil waking, the process of using black mulch to trick the earth into thinking it's May when the calendar says it's March. Stay grounded, stay observant, and don't let a $50 budget stand in the way of a $100 harvest.